Star Shasta Redding.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry.
I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson. We have rolled the calendar over to yet another Sunday, and a beautiful one it is shaping up to be. If I know my fellow Jeffersonians, they're using this first beautiful weekend to get out there and, you know, get the homestead in order from the long winter and, you know, start getting the gardens in and, you know, maybe sneaking off doing a little fishing, you know, doing some things and getting outdoors. Absolutely gorgeous day yesterday, and really looking forward to spring before we roll off into the blistering summer of Redding, California up here. So, really looking forward to it. We here in Redding have the Sportsman's Expo going on. Go down, support your local stores, your local vendors, your Jefferson businesses. Get out there, get some hiking stuff, some camping stuff. Go down there, you know, and It's always nice to get out and explore what a wonderful place this state that we call the state of Jefferson is, and what gorgeous country we have up here, and really get out and enjoy it. So, we are here as always with Wynn Carpenter. Morning, Wynn.
Good morning.
How goes it?
So far, so good.
Yeah, it is. It's rolling right along, isn't it?
It is. Amen to everything you just said. That's perfect.
Well, it is. It's one of the reasons we're so stubborn about the state of Jefferson. It'd be very easy to throw up our hands and go somewhere else, but, you know, it's where I was raised. It's where my family before me was raised. My family before me is, you know, I've been known to have a few around the campfire and run around talking about my grandpappy's claim.
Mm-hmm.
Not going anywhere. I like it here. It's mm-hmm. a good place to grow up, and it's where I want my children and my children's children to grow up.
Yep.
And Noah's home. I don't think there's any finer place on the earth.
I agree.
So, and along those lines, and making it state of Jefferson so that our children can enjoy those things that we enjoyed growing up, we continue to roll along. We had the town hall for Shasta County yesterday.
We did.
And good turnout.
Good message. And
good
yeah.
message. And, yeah. You know, it was neat to see the number of new people there that are really kind of new to the state of Jefferson. There was an awful lot of people there that were going, where are we in the process? We've got to get this done. How much longer? Let's. What do we got to do to get this happening? But there were still a few new people and some people that had recently moved here from outside of the area going, what are you guys doing? What are you talking about and why?
Mm-hmm.
And to see them start to understand and to start to click with it was, it's always neat to watch the light bulb go off first time.
Yep, like to see that happen, like ding.
You know, we had a lot of candidates in the House.
We did.
You know, we had everybody from Gregory Cheadle to Joe Montez to Janet Chandler to
Steve Baird.
We had Anderson City Council people there. We had
Reading City Council.
Mm-hmm. And actually, the only elected officials we had were from the city councils. We didn't have any elected officials, really. We had
That's correct.
We did have the replacements in the House.
We had the replacements, but we did not have the current standing elected officials. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, a lot of things are going to be changing one way or the other up here.
I believe so.
So we are going to put people that are willing to fight for the people in the positions of power, and a lot of people are awake to the fact that that's what needs to occur. And, you know, our candidates are understanding that we're not asking for a win. We know that they can't win. That's the whole entire point of our argument, is they can't win, is we could have, you know, with our representation, we could have Winston Churchill, Abraham Lincoln, and Thomas Jefferson, and we could still be outvoted by the 48 Pee Wee Hermans down south.
That's right.
it doesn't matter the quality of our representation, really, at the end of the day, and that's what we have to fix. But until then, we need scrappers. We need people that are willing to do the hard things, the things that are necessary to fight for the people of the North State. You know, we need people to draft the legislation to help us, even if they know that it's going to get shot down. Because every time something like that, you do nothing but make our case for separation stronger.
That's right.
You do nothing but solidify our case that we don't have representation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are trying to help our representatives get the help they need so that they can help us.
Well, and that's just it. You know, we're asking for them to help us so we can help them to help us.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think a lot of people from the beginning have vastly underestimated the power of the movement.
I agree.
There's a lot of them that are sitting around going, uh-oh.
Yep.
We got a problem.
And now they're trying to figure out their strategy on how to counter any and everything that we do.
Yes. Or how to, I think there's some of them that are trying to figure out how to work their way in with us. But they're still looking to have a back door at the same time.
That's right.
And there is no back door with this.
And that's the thing. And we have to make that abundantly clear. So if they want to work their way in, great. Come on in. Guess what? There is no back door. And the only way you're going out is through the front door and on our terms. And guess what? The terms will not be... They're non-negotiable.
They're non-negotiable.
We have to have some. We have to have some firm words with them. Unacceptable, non-negotiable, ain't gonna happen.
Yeah,
things like that. And the answer is no.
And that's what it's going to take. But if they come to the understanding that there is no back door, there is no way that you're going to soft pedal your way out of the state of Jefferson if things go south.
Yeah, get hard. Right.
It's all in or nothing.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, too, also...
Do know that Gary Cadd from Reading City Hall was there. A strong supporter, as always,
yep.
And a strong supporter of the people. Gary's actually going to be joining us in the next couple hours on Sovereign Minds.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be discussing the complete and total cluster disaster that CalPERS has become.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
The reason I left.
but
also, too, like yesterday was the kickoff for all of the town halls throughout Jefferson, for mm-hmm. all the counties. And so...
I believe Calaveras is next weekend, isn't it?
Amador is first on Friday.
Amador is first, okay.
And then Calaveras is on Saturday. So several of us from the Reading area will be going down to support and help out there, where we always do, because we go to every single town hall, and we go to every single county, and we do work in every single county. Did I say that again? Shasta County is the heartbeat of Jefferson.
It is.
We do a lot of work in all these other counties, and we're helping the people and keeping them up to speed and whatnot on how the movement is going. And there's always a link or a linchpin for any movement, and it's out of Shasta County.
It is Shasta County.
And all you Shasta County residents should be very proud of that, because it's your team that is making this happen. It's your team that is keeping things going.
Yeah.
So your team needs your support, and also the rest of Jefferson needs your support. And if you know anyone in any other Jefferson County, you need to make sure that they understand that as well, and that they're out there supporting their locals.
Mm-hmm.
And if nothing else, get on board and help and do the work themselves as well.
Yeah,
we need every able body to do it.
And not only that, you can vote with your dollar.
Absolutely.
One of the most important things you can do is vote for your money. Go to the businesses that have the State of Jefferson stickers on.
Yep,
patronize. Go to the people that are flying the Jefferson flags.
Yep.
Go to the people that are naming their businesses after State of Jefferson. Go and give your money to the people that are supporting.
That's right.
That's one of the biggest things that you can do.
And one of the biggest things, too, is like if you're thinking you're going to save a few pennies or even a couple of dollars at a big box store versus a local Jefferson supporter, go to the local Jefferson supporter, because guess what? Given the size of your community, that business could totally disappear.
Yeah.
And then that big box store, all of a sudden now the prices are going up, and then guess what? No way.
Yeah.
So support the local guys first and foremost, always,
mm-hmm.
always, always, always support them. So, and if you're not sure, ask them. Do they support it when you're in the store, when you're making a purchase? Do you guys support Jefferson? It's like, and then you can question that and just ask them and have a little dialogue with them.
If you really want to get kind of potent and about in their face about it, is go to make your purchase and then ask them.
Right.
Do you support the state of Jefferson? If they say no, go, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that, and leave that sale on the counter.
You can walk
and
away.
Turn around and walk out and watch what happens.
Walkaways are very powerful.
Yeah.
And so we do it locally. Guess what? We start making things happen. That's where the strength begins. We build a foundation there. So make it happen.
Yep.
It's something easy and something any person can do.
Well, that's we got a guy in the chat room. Jimmy's saying Al's Saw Shop. And that's actually Al's Saw Shop is Johnny Roberts. He's a good friend of mine, good Trinity County kid from Hayfork.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up with my uncle, went to Hayfork High. He and his wife, they're amazing people. Al's Saw Shop is, you know, one of those cornerstone businesses that has been in Reading for generations. You know, the guy that he bought it out from has, you know, was here for decades. You know, and these are the kind of businesses that we need to patronize and take care of, because those big box stores, other than the payroll, that money doesn't stay in the community.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And mom and pop shops, the money's going to stay and help our community. And those are the kind of things that we need to start doing, and things that are coming about. There's a lot of things that are going on that are peripheral to the State of Jefferson movement, mm-hmm. where we're forming that mindset, we're forming that identity as Jeffersonians.
Right.
We're not Californians anymore. That's changing. You know, and even the people that are resistant to the name Jefferson are identifying themselves as we're NorCal. We are not you anymore. Nor do we want to be.
Well, and the big thing, too, is as soon as people understand, they realize that we're going to vote on everything as the Jefferson movement happens. Jefferson is the vessel to make the movement occur. And so we're going to vote on everything. We're going to vote on the name of the state. So mm-hmm. if you truly don't care for the name of Jefferson, that's okay. I respect that. Guess what? Throw another name into the hopper and see what comes out. And then when we vote on it, that'll be the name. And guess what? That's how the process works.
That's how it works.
And your vote will count, whichever way you elect it to go, but it will count, and you will have skin in the game. Mm-hmm. So have skin in the game by following the work and doing everything else that we're doing to make this thing happen. And if you truly want to name it something else, if you want it to be NorCal or whatever it is you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
we throw it in the hopper. Guess what? It'll be on the ballot, and everybody can vote for it, and we'll move forward.
And the form of government that we want to set up, the form of government we want to restore, is we want to return power to the base roots of the people so much you're going to get sick and tired of voting on stuff, of, you know, having your be able to make up your mind
mm-hmm.
and support things. We are going to make the process extremely open, extremely
yep.
transparent. There is not going to go anything through our state capitol, our state legislature, that you cannot very easily be informed of exactly what's going on and make your opinion known about that.
And how your representative voted.
And how your representative voted, because
mm-hmm.
we want to make that process very transparent.
Yep.
So when it comes time to choose, you can go, huh, you know, there was 16 votes this year, and 10 of those times our guy voted against what the people said they wanted.
Hmm.
Maybe we better put somebody else in that seat.
There you go. Easy done. And the thing is, too, on all the initiatives, they're going to be put out online for 30 days prior to the vote occurring, so then you as the public can read it, get an understanding of it, and it's not going to be a 29-page document. It's going to be a one-topic issue. So you look at it, you read it, you wrap your head around it, and then you call your elected official, and you let them know how you feel about
mm-hmm.
the issue, and you put your vote to them to let them understand where you stand with it, and then if they vote your way, great. If they don't, then again, like Red just said, you know, you just kind of you keep track of them and mm-hmm. seeing how it's going, and you can contact them locally. They're going to be in your area.
And we can set it up in a manner where we have a parliamentarian that does their job, where they get the bill and they read it and they go, this is gobbledygook, nobody understands this, and sends it back and says, put it in a form that people can understand it.
Right.
And that it's clear. Oregon has a method like that, where they actually have somebody that says, no, this doesn't work, send it back, because you can't read it. They actually had a bill up there that they... You can't pass a new tax in the state of Oregon without a popular vote of the people.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is they got clever, and they worded it where it sounded like a no vote was mm-hmm. to oppose the tax, but it was actually a yes vote
yes
to
vote.
Support the tax.
Yep.
And the parliamentarian up there got a hold of that and said, you can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it. Yep. And they had to go and fix it and clearly identify exactly what the bill was about. And guess what? It fell on its face.
Of course.
So.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah. And there are things to supply that. And we've got people in the chat room that are just giving us a huge list of SOJ supporters. You know, maybe that's something that we'll do for next Sunday. We'll get together a list of local businesses and we'll read them off and let you guys know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So. With that, we better slip off to our first break, and we'll be talking about some other things. And we kind of want to remind people of some things that we were told we were absolutely wrong about and we didn't know about. And we'd kind of like to remind people, look back over the last 3 years and the fact that the state of Jefferson and things we've been talking about, we're almost prophetic in what we have nailed absolutely to the wall that's true and is happening.
Kind of spooky.
It is. It's a little weird. All right. We'll see you on the other side.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy. Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Rhonda Culp and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. Let's find out what's going on in Northern California this coming month. This and much more about what happened this weekend. Politics, both local, regional, and national. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Throwing faith in the fire, it's time to go. Live free or die trying, gonna justify my soul. I broke the silence, I walk alone. Made friends with darkness, out here digging a hole. Every now and then you let what you love go, and the wicked things you carry swallow you up. Something waiting that cannot be found.
tied to the chain of what's going in the ground. Right now I'm strong, but I'm not naive. One day this could be the death of me. Every now and then you let what you love go, and the wicked things you carry swallow you up whole. Bless these bleeding hands, and what will rest below? I'm burying bones, burying bones.
Yes, we are. We're getting rid of the wicked things that are swallowing us whole, and we're burying bones. Goodbye, California.
With our bloody hands.
With our bloody hands. We've got to get rid of it. So
I like that.
Well, it is a shame, but it is what it is at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, we've crossed the threshold. We're past the event horizon. You know, there is no more negotiating with California. There's no more hoping the Golden State can remain whole or ever return to being gold again.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will well and permanently be brown forever, south of Sacramento.
Definitely tarnished.
It is. And, you know, the people down there don't even conceive of the fact that there's something wrong, a great many of them. And they continue to double and triple down on their failure as they dig the hole deeper.
Because they're in there for their own gain, so they're trying to bleed out what they can as long as they can, then they'll move to Texas.
That's it. That's it.
That's what's going to happen.
They'll move on out, and we're here very busily burying their bones.
Yep.
So, you know, some of the things that we warned people about 3 years ago, and we don't want to have an attitude of, you know, we told you so. We're not gloating. I mean, because these are not good things that we've been right about.
But you're stating fact.
Yeah. That's 3 years ago. We warned you about the mileage tax. Mm-hmm. Everybody and their grandma is running around now going, oh, the mileage tax. Where did this come from? Well, three years ago, I'd like to remind you, we said there was a mileage tax coming, and everybody said, oh, they won't do that. Hey, guys, they started the pilot program on the mileage tax. Oh, no, they didn't. Well, yeah, they did. You know, CalPERS is going to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
CARB is going to drive your energy costs through the roof.
Yep.
That's occurring. CARB is going to crush the trucking industry and increase prices on the shelves. That's occurred. Mm-hmm. The response of our government is going to be to increase taxes. Jerry Brown's talking about various taxes that, when you add them all up, adds another 36% burden to what we're paying now. We said that. You know, that's one of the big things, the back and forth between Keep It California, who seems to have self-destructed and tried to blow off into whatever corner they came from in the first place, was over the finances. Mm-hmm. We said the budget of California is unstable. They're in the hole. This is how much they're in the hole. We were told that we were crazy. We didn't know what we were talking about. We're just a bunch of babbling hillbilly idiots. Well, guess what? California's in the hole just right about as bad as we said it was.
Yeah.
Like to remind you about CalPERS. 3 years ago, nobody believed us that CalPERS was in trouble. Mm-hmm. Nobody believed us that the ramifications that was coming. Nobody believed what CalPERS was doing, that they were underfunding their actuaries. They were pushing their debt further and further down the books in the years. They were adjusting their interest model to make everything meet. They were cooking the books. They're still cooking the books. You know, and now even Jerry Brown is saying, hey, these guys have cooked the books, you know.
Deflecting blame.
And the latest is they kept saying, oh, we're $80 million unfunded. Oh, we're $90 million unfunded. And we're sitting here going, no, you're $102 trillion unfunded. Oh, no. Last week, CalPERS announced how much they're unfunded because they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. They got caught undervaluing the actuaries. They got caught pushing the deficit out. And they got called onto the carpet and said, okay, you actually have to give us what is the figures. What is the actual numbers? Guess what? $1.2 trillion. We nailed that one on the button.
You guys are prophetic.
It's because we can read a balance sheet.
Yeah.
It's because we can read a P&L. We can take all of these things and see where they've shoved them on and get the actual formula and go, hey, right here. That's why we know our financial model for the state of Jefferson to work.
Right.
Name one thing that we've been wrong about.
There we go.
One. Other than James Gallagher. We were wrong about James Gallagher. He turned into a weak-kneed jellyfish. Huh? You know, but other than that, what have we been wrong about? Financially, we've been dead on.
Dead on, yeah.
The state of California ought to hire us to do their books for them.
Couldn't afford us.
Yeah.
At a dollar. They can't afford us.
Hey, we'll work for a free state. We'll come down once a year, tell you what your numbers are, and then go home.
There you go.
But, I mean, we've been right about the laws. We've been right about CalPERS. We've been, you know, the other ones that we're warning you about that people are telling us that we're not, that we're nuts. The Siskiyou Crest Monument.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, and that was something that was proposed several years ago and never really ramped up, never got going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody goes, oh, you're just bringing up old news. No, I'm bringing up old news because they called the House of Representatives office on these things, and they said, well, there's nothing official yet, but it's definitely under discussion. That's from D.C., people, because that's what we do. We do our research. We don't just make stuff up and throw it at the wall to see if it'll stick. We run it down. We find out until we know to our satisfaction.
You're good at doing this investigation stuff. I mean,
yeah,
the stuff we've learned through you and through others, just by you making the phone call, making the contacts, or doing the digging on the internet, whatever you guys are doing and whatever tactics you use, has been wonderful because you're shedding the light on a lot of ugly stuff that otherwise we would never have known.
Well, that's what have we been wrong about?
Very little, if anything.
We've been punched in the head and kicked in the teeth about almost everything that we've said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's come true.
Yeah.
You know, it's frustrating sometimes, but it is what it is.
It's part of the process.
And some of the things that are coming that are very bothersome to me and worrisome is, number one, the Siskiyou Crest, mm-hmm. which is going to be an over a million-acre monument of Northern California and Southern Oregon that is the resources that we're counting on to support the state of Jefferson. It's our timber reserves. It's our headwaters. It's our mineral deposits. It's our copper. It's our chromium. It's our gold. It's our, you know, you don't think the government doesn't know what's sitting there?
That's why they want it.
That's why they want it.
Yeah.
They're not locking up these resources for the preservation and the betterment of mankind. They're mm-hmm. locking it up to secure the debt for the fake treasury bills that they're printing to float their broken economy.
That's right.
That's what it is. They're stealing our piggy bank.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that's coming. Another one, we happen to think Cal Fire is going by the wayside.
Hmm.
We think Cal Fire is going to be absolved and the National Guard will be fighting our wildfires from now on because senior officials in Cal Fire that we have been in contact with have been sent down to begin training Army National Reserve Guard or Guard Reserve units on firefighting.
Hmm.
What is that about?
How are they going to be able to go and act to our defense if they're fighting a fire or exhausted from fighting a fire?
Oh, the better question is how are they going to have any response time unless they're already stationed there?
Yeah. Oh.
So that's other things that, you know, we've got in the hopper that we're looking at. And the 2007, 2008 punch that this country took in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
The things that we're looking at, especially here in California, that was just a tremor.
Yeah.
That's nothing. And this CalPERS thing, it's seismic.
Yeah.
You're talking about your city, your state, and your county workers that are retired with nothing.
Yeah.
They're going to be left holding nothing because CalPERS has pulled their get out of jail free card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've always, and as we've said, at the end of the day, when CalPERS admits that they're insolvent, if you read the fine print in the contract, the local municipalities are on the hook to make up the difference. That's the cities and the counties.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've pulled that, and they've said, hey, all of this unfunded liability is coming off of our books, and it's back to you municipalities where it belongs. You have to figure that out. Now, what do they do when they can't afford that? They can't afford their payroll now. Okay, and not only that, they have to absorb the hit for the uneven amount of retired to retired personnel.
Mm.
Okay, say like the city of Reading, we have, I think, around 730 employees, something like that. Well, we've got something like 1,200 retired. Okay, so not only do we have to make the payroll for 700 that are going to make contributions to help pay for those 1,200 retired, now we've got to come up for the retirement payroll of 500 other people.
Oh, Lord.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
I mean, follow the trail of what's going to happen, and it's bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And the Stockton case, if you guys, we'd like to remind you about that, too.
Yeah.
We talked about this at the Stockton case, what, a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let us remind you about that we said, hey, with the Stockton case, these local municipalities can open up your pension funds for bankruptcy, and not only that, they can declare bankruptcy specifically to open up your pension funds and get away from the payments. And when that happens, you become an unsecured creditor and you go back to the back of the line for your money.
Yep.
If you see any, it's 2 to 3 cents on the dollar.
And that's all the more reason why I was a government employee, seeing the writing on the wall and hearing this and reading up on it and talking to people in the know, I quit my government job and cashed out my PERS and put it into a self-directed IRA. So I have access to the money that I had there because I was too young to retire, and I knew that there's no way in another 13, 14 years that I was going to be able to get the money that I needed that was my money sitting there. I did not want Governor Brown or any other part of the state taking my
money. I'm not sure that money's going to be there a year from now.
I know. That's what scared me.
I don't know if it's 2 years. What we do know, the money's gone. It's not there. Because when we say that they're overvaluing the actuaries, okay, mm-hmm. for people that don't understand what that means, is CalPERS owns assets.
Mm-hmm.
They own portions of energy companies. They own all these different things. One of the biggest things that they own is mortgage-based assets,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yep.
They own homes. Then they own them through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, okay? Well, when the housing crisis hit and everything collapsed, the value of those portfolios, they fell off the table.
Yeah.
They don't own homes anymore. They own foreclosures. They own mortgages for houses that haven't even been built. They were purchasing mortgages with a promise to build. They were purchasing the mortgages of a house that somebody was saying, hey, give me this loan and we'll build this house. That when the housing market collapsed, the house never got built, but they're still holding the mortgage for it.
Holy cow.
Okay, so they have this mortgage. What's the real value of that mortgage? The land. But they're still valuating it at the land and the house. They're still valuating their property holdings at the 2006 market level. They're still valuating their stocks. They up to 40%, they have been lying about the actuarial value of their assets.
Wow.
To the, you know, where they're saying, oh, this isn't a $75,000 house, because in 2006 this was a, you know, a $225,000 house. So it's still at that level. We're just degrading it slowly along the interest line over the years. That's the blended glide path.
How could anybody think that was a logical thing to do?
Nobody did. It's criminal.
But somebody had to because they're signing off on it. There are different levels signing off on it.
At the end of it, there needs to be criminal prosecution here.
Absolutely.
The workers of the governments of California have been stolen from and robbed from.
Again.
Yeah, again. Again. You elected Jerry Brown again.
Gosh.
Are you surprised? I don't know. Anyways, we got to get off to another break here, and we'll be talking some more about this on the other side.
Fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama had to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. The money down. Picked up a boy just out of Mobile. Gave him a ride, fill him with a hot meal. I was 6'6".
You know, and if you were a worker of the state of California, and you've gone through the things that you have with your pensions and your unions before, and you see what's coming with CalPERS, why would you ever agree to anything the state's going to manage?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
why would you do that? You know, I am a big firm believer in private investment for retirement. You know, and there is no guarantee. There is no, hey, everything ends in happy roses. I mean, I wish that for everybody. You know, I would pray that happens for everyone, that everybody, you get to go and do your work, and then you get to retire and enjoy your life and have a good standard of living. I would wish that for everybody. But let's be realistic. This is life.
This is life.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, government employees should be able to make their money and set aside some for retirement in whatever fashion that they choose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they shouldn't have to collectively negotiate to increase, to make some slush fund for the government to play with.
And then lose it, and then be at the end toward their retirement and not have anything left.
You know, that's what...
out of their control. That's the thing. If you're making an investment and you're in control of it, you learn what you need to learn about the process, and you learn and you watch your numbers and you see where things are. You can track it. If you want to shift it out of something or pull it completely out or put more into it, whatever you want to do with it, that's up to you. Mm-hmm. And then you live or die by the result. Whereas when you're in the unions and everything else going on, you die.
Yeah.
And it's totally out of your control. You have no control, and you're paying for it on top of it with dues.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
It's and you're sitting there getting stabbed in the back, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
And they just keep sticking you.
Yeah.
It's. I know. I feel very bad for a lot of people for what's coming.
I do
you
too.
Know, and who's going to get hit first? Well, the oldest retirees that are over the mortality rate line. See, they actually calculate for you how long you're supposed to live after retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you live longer than that formula, you're a problem. You're going to be the one that gets cut off your pension first because you lived longer than you're supposed to. Dirty person that you are. Selfish. And then after that, they're going to hit, you know, backwards first, the longest retired to the newest. Because here's how the scale tips, the more retirees there are, the more the local municipalities have to pay,
mm-hmm.
the more that they have to budget and they have to cut new employees, the more current employees that they cut, the larger their share of having to pay the old employees are, the more their budget, start to see the sinking ship.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
There is an iceberg that's been struck called CalPERS. and the good ship California is on its way out.
Yeah.
And the other way out is the State of Jefferson Lifeboat, and we're going that way.
We're going the other direction.
Yeah. So with that, we do have to sneak in one more quick break, and then we'll be back to wrap it up on the other side here. So,
Something to think about.
If you're in CalPERS or know somebody in CalPERS, do everything you can to mitigate the hurt that's coming now. So
get in touch with your representatives, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Make some noise.
It's getting eerie quiet, won't stay like this for long. Even the crows start flying, they know what's going on. You could tell by the red sky, there's something brewing. You had your chance to run and hide, I guess you blew. The clouds are turning gray, better pray for your saving.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the State of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Talk about putting the extreme in extreme sports. April 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, if you got a rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, and I guarantee you that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. For 95 years, this has been one of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. Friday night is Tri-Counties Bank and Food Max Family Night. Saturday is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank and Yeti Coolers. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital and Haleakala Ranch tough enough to wear pink day. Get your tickets now at redbluff.com. And hey, Saturday night after the rodeo, don't miss Eggs. Brought to you by Diamond Dove. Oh yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of bright and jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat.
You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's called again. Other things to fill my time. You take what is yours and I'll take mine. Now let me at the truth which will refresh my broken mind. So tie me to a post and block my ears. I can see widows and orphans through my tears. And know my call despite my faults and despite my growing fears. But
welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. We've got just a few minutes here to get wrapped up, so we're going to jump right over to Henry with a question.
Yes. Hello, you got me?
Hey, Henry, how goes it?
Yeah, I've got a question for you. Why don't you file an action in court to force that to a vote in the Congress and then file a personal lawsuit against Governor Brown under constitutional law?
We are actually filing suit.
Are you talking about for the state of Jefferson separation? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I'm all for it.
Yes. We're actually are filing suit. We're
doing that.
Beginning the process, and then there will be a great many other things that are possible once that suit is in and through and we have resolution to it. You know, there's some of us that
something you might want to talk to your attorneys about, too. I run into this some years back, but if you file a suit against Brown personally, and you can show malice, he doesn't have sovereign immunity, and he'll have to defend that himself.
There you go.
Well, thank you for that, Henry.
Now, I don't know if that still holds. That may have changed. That's been back 20 years ago that I got involved in that.
Okay. Well, hey, all these little tidbits are wonderful pieces of information to work with.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's some of us that make a joke that really this is a divorce and we ought to get one of those abusive husband grants for when we leave our relationship here.
I think that would be a wonderful idea. You could probably get the house, the car, and the whole work.
Yeah. Yeah, they're lying, they're cheating, they're thieving.
Yep.
You know, they're
probably all the money in the bank.
Yeah, yeah. They're mentally, physically, and financially abusive.
There you go.
All right.
There's your shot.
There you go. Right. Well, thank you, Henry.
Thank you, Henry.
Yeah.
And with that, we've got just a couple of moments. And, you know, encourage everybody, keep fighting, keep spreading the word, keep doing what you're doing, keep being knowledgeable about what's going. Know that the state of Jefferson is in the process. We're doing what we can. And in the meantime, while the court case gets geared up and things that there's things that we can do, let's start forming our identity as Jeffersonians. Let's go to Jeffersonian businesses, hang out with other Jeffersonians.
Absolutely.
You know, do those kind of things. And with that, we will see you next week. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds, where we'll be diving into CalPERS even more. All right. See you on the next side.
Business Hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. More than 100 delegates are at stake for Republican and Democratic presidential candidates in Wisconsin this week, and they are crisscrossing the state to hit the stump this weekend. Most polls say Ted Cruz or Donald Trump will likely win the Badger State, though, so John Kasich is looking ahead.
We are very excited about heading to New York, where I've learned not to eat pizza with a fork, and where we're running first or second in virtually all the congressional districts. And we're virtually tied with Donald Trump in Pennsylvania.
There are a total of 96 delegates at stake for the Democrats, 42 for the GOP in Wisconsin. The vote is Tuesday. Amtrak service between New York and Philadelphia has been suspended today after a train struck a piece of construction equipment just south of Philadelphia this morning. Authorities say the impact derailed the lead engine of the train carrying more than 300 passengers. There are reports of two deaths and multiple injuries. Amtrak says the train was